This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The feel of intimacy. Please note, the segment is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
It is the fiqh of intimacy. We first do a recap of last week's program. Last week we discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete religion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed every need of ours, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whether it's business, whether it's inheritance, whether it's marriage, whatever it may be, Allah has addressed it in His Sharia. Allah has sent a complete deen down, and Allah has not left us in the dark with regards to any of our needs in life. And in that regard, we said that Allah has also addressed the needs of intimacy between husband and wife. Today we are looking at another important aspect, and that is intentions. And we know the concept of intention in Islam. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Everything we do is based on intention. So this is not excluded also when it comes to intimacy. And there are different intentions that ulama have showed us. The first one is that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has outlined that one of the objectives of nikah is procreation, or to bring pious offspring to this world. One of the intentions that we should have when engaging in this activity is to have the intention of increasing the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has covered that tazawwaju al-wadud al-walud fa inni mukathirun bikum al-umam yawm al-qiyamah. Marry a woman that is profound in her love towards you, and a woman that will bear you children, for I would like to vie with other nations on the day of Qiyamah in terms of numbers. Now that is a direct indication from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that one of the objectives of nikah is to increase the ummah. So to have that intention in the backdrop is fine. And remember, it is through this process that we had great scholars, great leaders, and people who made a contribution to our community and our society. So we should keep that also in mind when engaging in such activities. In a nutshell, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to have a good intention, and that is to bring pious offspring to the world. Another intention that we can have is to protect ourselves against fornication, against zina, and all other forms of haram activities that could be associated to that. So nikah is an institute that provides integrity, that provides security, that provides chastity for both partners. So when engaging in that activity, we should understand that this is a means of protecting my chastity, and this is a means of protecting my dignity and my honor. And that is why the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man istata'a minkumul ba'a falyatazawwaj, fa innahu aghaddu lilbasar wa ahsanu lilfaraj." The Prophet of Allah is saying that if you can afford to get married, then get married, because the institute of nikah helps you control your gaze, number one, and helps you protect your chastity. This is one of the objectives of nikah, to protect your chastity, and that is found through the halal relation that we have with our partners. So that's the second intention. And there's also another beautiful narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein the Prophet of Allah says, "إذا أحدكم أعجبته المرأة فوقعت في قلبه فليعمد إلى امرأته فليواقعها فإن ذلك يرد ما في نفسه." And this applies to the corporate world and also people who are working in the outside environment, that if you are outside and the Prophet of Allah is saying you happen to be attracted by a beautiful woman, then he says you should turn to your partner, for verily this will protect you against all sorts of harms. So again, what we're highlighting here is that this activity is actually a means of protecting your chastity and your dignity. So look how pure Islam is, and look how fulfilling the relationship is. The third intention that we should have is fulfilling the rights of one's partner. And this we will discuss in a separate segment altogether. that the right to sexual gratification belongs to both the husband and the wife. But just under the topic of intentions, we can have this intention also that I'm fulfilling the need of my partner, he or she. And the final one, the author's quote here is that enjoying this gift of nikah, there's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong to have this intention also. And in fact, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has clarified this in the hadith that وَفِي بُدْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً, that to have relations with your partner is also a form of charity. So we learn from here that there's nothing wrong in having that intention of just enjoying the gift of nikah through halal ways. And this is astonishing because the Sahaba asked the Prophet of Allah that, O Prophet of Allah, how can this act be an act of ibadah? How can this be an ibadah? How can this be an act of worship? And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ وَضَعَهَا فِي حَرَامٍ أَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا وِزْرٌ. The Prophet of Allah said, had he engaged in the same activity with somebody else out of the wedlock, somebody else out of the nikah, would it not be haram for him? They said, yes. Would it not be a means of earning the punishment of Allah? They said, yes. فَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا وَضَعَهَا فِي الْحَلَالِ كَانَ لَهُ أَجْرًا. The Prophet of Allah said, likewise, when a person does it in the rightful manner, it becomes an act of ibadah. So today's segment is basically just to conscientize us that there's intentions also in this regard. Like we mentioned, number one, procreation, increasing the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the second reason we mentioned that it is a protection and it is a fort for you that will provide security from all sorts of haram. And number three, we said it's also a means of fulfilling each other's rights. Fourth intention that we discussed this morning, enjoying the gift of nikah. These will fall under the ambit of intentions. And at the same time, we should also understand it's a form of ibadah. And it's also a form of sadaqah and charity.